Hello and welcome to this special edition Health Ranger Report. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, founder of goodgopher.com. That's the search engine for, well, alternative media and truthful information. It's a great search engine to search for diseases, symptoms, nutrients, medicinal herbs, you name it. It's fantastic. Go to goodgopher.com and use that search engine. Now, today, I've got a great audio special report for you here, a four-part report on how to prevent and reverse cancer using food. Yeah, that's right. Now, first thing up front, a couple of disclaimers. I'm not a doctor, which means I have not been indoctrinated with pharmaceutical propaganda. It also means I don't have total ignorance about nutritional healing. So you should be glad I'm not a doctor. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to bring you this very informative report that can help you explore avenues that could save your life. So the next disclaimer is that I do not recommend that you go it alone on anything related to a disease or a diagnosis or whatever. I suggest you work with a naturopathic or holistic physician who has gone beyond Western medicine, who isn't just a chemotherapy and surgery quack, which is what most of the oncologists are. You should connect with someone who knows medicine and physiology, but also knows about nutritional healing, medicinal herbs, cancer prevention, vitamin D, healing foods, lifestyle changes, stress reduction, all of these other things that you can incorporate into your life to prevent cancer or even reverse cancer. And I can tell you, by the way, I have studied far more about nutrition than most doctors, especially doctors that have come out of medical school. They know almost nothing about nutrition. I actually wrote and built the entire science system called science.naturalnews.com that has indexed over 10 million published peer-reviewed scientific studies from the National Library of Medicine. And I've used that extensively in my research for the last decade. I can tell you that physicians know virtually nothing about nutritional cures. But I'm going to quote from several authors, and including a doctor here today in this special report. I apologize if I'm talking quickly. It's because I have a lot of information to get to you here, and I'm pretty excited about being able to share this with you. Thank God for the First Amendment here in America. If we did not have the Bill of Rights, you would not be hearing this at all. So where do we begin? Well, the definition of cancer, let me make you aware of a couple of things. The definition, much of what's going on in the cancer industry is an absolute scam and a hoax. I just published a story recently on Natural News that it's entitled "The Unbelievable Scam of the Cancer Industry Has Been Blown Wide Open." $100 billion a year is being spent on toxic chemotherapy for many fake diagnoses. And this quotes a National Cancer Institute panel of scientists who admitted in a published review in 2013, it was published in JAMA, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association, that overdiagnosis of cancer is so widespread that tens of millions of people are being misdiagnosed with cancer when they really just have tissue abnormalities that are not malignant, that will not cause tumors, and that will not pose any risk of harm to the patient whatsoever. In other words, people are going into cancer clinics and hospitals and the cancer doctors there who make money with kickbacks from the drug companies and the chemotherapy drugs. They are scaring patients by telling them they have cancer when they don't. All they really have is some kind of non-malignant tissue abnormality. But because they can be scared by the oncologist with the word cancer, which just strikes fear into the hearts of everyone, well, everyone who isn't informed anyway, well, because of that fear, patients often say yes immediately to chemotherapy, surgery, radiotherapy, you name it. And it turns out that in many cases, these therapies are causing them extreme harm and even causing cancer. So some patients had no cancer to begin with. They go in, they get this quack diagnosis by an oncologist doctor who's getting kickbacks from the drug companies. And then the patient says, yeah, I'll undergo the chemotherapy. They undergo the chemotherapy. The number one side effect of chemotherapy is more cancer. So then the patient has cancer. And the doctor tells them, when that happens, well, your cancer came back. Good thing we treated it. Otherwise, you would have been dead by now. right? So it's total, complete quackery. I mean, this is the tactics that the cancer industry uses are worse than used car salesmen. I mean, it is, you know, prostitution is more honest than oncology as it is practiced today. And this is right out of the National Cancer Institute admitting that many of these conditions are really not any kind of a risk to the patient, that they could live with that abnormal tissue clump or whatever their whole life. It wouldn't get any worse. It's not going to kill them. Nothing. No problem at all. So the first thing to recognize is that when you are being told you have cancer, in many cases, it's not even true. It's a complete fraud, total quackery. Now, there's something else that I want to mention here, and this comes out of a book, one of my favorite books. Let me get the official title here. Foods That Fight Cancer, Preventing Cancer Through Diet by Richard Béliveau and Dennis Gingras. Difficult last name. Anyway, in this book, written by, I believe they're both doctors, they talk about something very important that is almost never talked about in the cancer industry. And that is that almost everyone has cancer tumors. And when they die, autopsies are done for studies. And in these studies, they found that 98% of people had small microtumors of cancer in their thyroid glands. 40% of the people had prostate tumors, and 33% had breast tumors. Well, guess what? None of these tumors killed them. They did not die from cancer. In fact, almost everybody has microtumors in their body right now. But because of this overzealous mammography and detection, which is really a recruitment method for the cancer industry to make money off of chemotherapy, because of all the screening that's going on, they are alarming people over these small microtumors that really are not a big deal at all. You can live your whole life with microtumors and you don't ever have cancer. The cancer never gets out of control. In fact, the whole mindset, the whole paradigm of cancer is completely wrong. Cancer is not an infection like malaria. It doesn't strike you. It's not carried by an insect or a parasite. It's not a viral infection. Cancer is, in fact, cell division that grows out of control. If you keep cell division under control, then cancer is never going to be a problem in your body, even though you have microtumors. All of us do. In fact, every single person listening to this right now has microtumors in their body that if you had a big enough microscope or a sensitive enough piece of equipment, some cancer doctor would tell you, you have cancer. We found a tumor. Every one of us has some kind of a tumor. Doesn't mean it's a problem. People live their whole lives with organs filled with little microtumors. Not a problem. It's called biology. It's called being alive in this physical body. It's in every mammal, by the way. All mammals have microtumors in their bodies and their endocrine systems, and they die from other causes, not the cancer. So don't let the cancer industry scare you into thinking that you're going to die if you don't undergo their chemotherapy. Most likely, their chemotherapy is what's going to kill you more than anything else. So don't let the oncologist terrorize you. And really, oncologists should be called medical terrorists. That is essentially what they are. That's how they operate. They use fear-based sales tactics to recruit people into getting treatment for conditions that are often a false diagnosis. And this is borne out by the medical literature. There's no debate on this. There's only a cover-up. They just don't want you to know that this is the case. And if you don't believe me, by the way, go to naturalnews.com, search for, let's see, the last article I did on this is called Unbelievable Scam of Cancer Industry Blown Wide Open. Search for that title. You can bring up the article. I link right to the Journal of the American Medical Association, a study entitled, quote, Overdiagnosis and Overtreatment in Cancer, an Opportunity for Improvement. And that scientific paper admits much of what I'm telling you here. Of course, they don't call oncologists medical terrorists, that's my label for them. but they admit that many of the diagnoses are completely fake. So then what can you do about it? Well, that's what the rest of the special report is all about. Let's go to a book by Dr. Samuel Epstein called The Politics of Cancer Revisited. And Sam Epstein, he's an amazing individual. He has been researching the environmental or chemical causes of cancer for a very long time. The industry has shut him down. The cancer industry does not want you to know that chemicals cause cancer, period. They want you to think that cancer is a genetic problem or it's a spontaneous disease that happens without cause. Now think about how anti-scientific that idea is. Think about the level of quackery and deception that's rooted in that big lie that cancer is spontaneous and it happens without cause. If you understand anything about science, you know that science is founded on the idea of cause and effect. Everything that happens has an underlying cause, right? That's the basics of biology, physiology, physics, including astrophysics, chemistry. Every realm of science is based on cause and effect. Except in medicine, in the cancer industry, they claim that cancer has no cause, but it's spontaneous. In other words, cancer is magic, they think. Cancer is like voodoo black magic, they say, or at least this is, they don't use those words, but this is what they believe, that cancer tumors appear like voodoo black magic in your body. And the only way to solve this, you know, to counter this black magic is to use their black magic, which is chemotherapy. So they're fighting your voodoo cancer tumor with their black magic chemotherapy. And that's essentially what it comes down to, because they will not admit that cancer has a cause. And the reason they won't admit that is because if you recognize there is a cause behind the cancer, then you can stop the cancer by stopping the cause. And they absolutely do not want the population to realize that they can prevent cancer by stopping its cause. That would empower people to stop cancer, and it would devastate the for-profit cancer industry, which is counting on you having cancer so they can make money treating it, or even not having cancer so they can make money lying to you and then treating your non-tumor that they say is cancer. I'll be right back after this break with more.